when it was being recorded. It reminded me of a story, a very beautiful story, of this kid who's drowning at sea, floundering and waving, and he thinks that's it, the game's up. And all of a sudden, this grown adult throws himself into the water, moist and nefesh, drags him out, and saves his life. And this kid, gasping for breath, can't believe it. He looks up at this adult and says, "Listen, how can I ever thank you? How can I ever thank you? You saved my life." And the adult looks at him in the eye and says, "No problem, kid. Just make sure now, you go and make sure your life is worth saving." So, you tell me whether this is worth recording. There is a very important differentiation to be made between an enjoyable Yom Tov and a meaningful Yom Tov. Halavai, the Yom Tov would be both meaningful and enjoyable. That's what it's supposed to be. The Samachta B'Chagecha means it's got to be the Simcha, it's got to be enjoyable. But sometimes, unfortunately, the emphasis is more or even only on making it an enjoyable Yom Tov rather than making it a meaningful Yom Tov. Meaning that very often, unfortunately, you ask somebody, "How was your Yom Tov? Was it good?" And he says, "It was wonderful." Hochi ka'omar. What he really means to say is, the chocolates were great, the shiulim were fantastic, the matzos were brilliant this year, and a lot of nachas from my children, there were no arguments at home, and all went serene. Wonderful. That's a very enjoyable Yom Tov, might be. Was it meaningful? Was it a meaningful Yom Tov? Did anybody, did you, or more important in a way, your children grow, develop some deeper understanding of something that they had not yet had a deep understanding of? Even if it's something that they know. Emunah, which is really the Yisrael of Pesach. Every child knows about Emunah. But the more one reviews it, the more one is mastering it in one's children and in oneself and in one's wife and one's family, then the more meaningful the Yom Tov becomes. So if it just becomes a game of who finished Seder later and the last one to finish wins the game and who managed to do better Tiulim, then the Yom Tov will at best be enjoyable, but it will not be meaningful. It will not be meaningful. And unfortunately also sometimes it translates as Seder night becoming a night of Werklich. Not Werklich means? It's all cute gematrias and Ramazim, and this reminds us of this, this is connected to that, all wonderful and all fantastic. You've got 7 days to tell all your kids all the gematrias you like till he's coming out of his ears with gematrias. What's I got to do? Leil Seder. Leil Seder is a mitzvah do'iraisa v'higadato levincha v'yoyim hahu. Tell your children. It doesn't say in the pasuk, tell your children gematrias. So we say, yeah, because it says v'hi sh'omda. So we say, yeah, v'hi. Do you know what v'hi means? V'av is shishu sidre mishnah. And he is chamishi chumshi teira. And yud is aseret adibras. And aleph is, I don't know, Hashem, or a good lolly, or a good teal, or anything else you could think. What's that got to do? Leil Seder. Well, what a waste of time. What a wasted opportunity. So we're busy telling our kids gematrias when he could have been telling him about these Seders of Emunah. You'll say to me, listen, if I give a lecture on Emunah, Leil Seder, my kids will be thoroughly disinterested and they'll just disappear from the Seder after 10 seconds. So I've got to feed them with a bit of Vahid Gematris. And the real answer to that question is that while in part it's true and it's Avodah to keep all the children, especially young children, attentive and interested and awake until the end of the Seder, or at least the bulk of the Seder, but the real answer is, and this applies to every person, man and woman, it depends on how well you prepare for Pesach. Of course, not easy. It's not an easy avodah, but there's a very serious, important job that we have on Leil Seder. And by the way, this makes a difference whether you have young children at the Seder or whether it's just sitting at a table, just you and your wife. Chazal say, even if you're sitting by yourself, same avodah, same avodah. But it depends on how you prepare. You cannot drop into Yom Tov. You cannot fall into Yom Tov, Erev Pesach afternoon, right, let me dust down the Haggadah and decide what I'm telling my kids this year. Then Pesach will be at best enjoyable, and even that, no guarantees. But to be meaningful, it has to be prepared. And there is no excuse, there is no exemption for anybody to prepare for Pesach. Of course everybody is busy. But it's absurd that we would be busy with anything but the most important mitzvah of the whole Pesach. Which sometimes includes spring cleaning, which people think is important this time of year, or other such activities which have nothing to do with preparing for Pesach, and it sometimes becomes at the expense of making Yom Tov meaningful. It's not too late, definitely not too late. We have 10 days left still for Yom Tov. The rest of this week, an entire week, yes, it's busy, frenetic, expensive, frantic, it's true. But despite all of that, the more we prepare, the more we'll get out of Yom Tov. Meaning us, our wives, our children, whoever's there at our Seder table. And there cannot be an excuse. As I mentioned, if somebody has young kids, or especially as can be true in many families, you have kids at different ages. So it's an avodah. It's not an easy avodah. You somehow have to keep everybody's attention span. You've got to keep your 15-year-old or your 18-year-old and your 3-year-old interested. So you have to prepare. What am I going to tell the older ones? What am I going to tell the younger ones? Is there anything that I can tell everybody that they'll all be interested in? And that doesn't mean vehi gematri. At least that should not be the focus on the Seder. Whether you'll need to throw it in just to spice it up to get everybody's attention span, fine, that's good. We know the Gemara tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and the Mishavur tells us, we do lots of strange things on Seder night for no purpose other than just to keep the kids interested. They have no purpose in itself, essentially. But it's kedei that the children should be aroused, should be encouraged to ask. But very often I'm scared to ask people, you know, Chazal say is supposed to do this in order that the kids should ask questions. Did you have answers to those questions? Or did you just succeed in getting them to ask a question? Well done, here's a candy. What's the answer? I've got no idea. Well, why not then? Well, too busy spring cleaning. Too busy preparing our Chol HaMoed teal. Ah, very nice. I had a Rav speak this week, recording. Somebody who's famous. I can say his name, Rav Leuchter, who deals with a lot of issues, young people, old people, a lot of people come to him to pour out their hearts, all types of problems. And he, in his own inimitable fashion, was screaming at his audience, telling them, you're going to sit your whole day tonight, telling them gematrias and stories and other unimportant things. And then years later, he says, then you're going to come to me and say, my kid's got problems with Emunah. Yeah, he said, if you would have spent Seder night talking to him about Emunah Bashem, which was the real Avodah, then maybe he wouldn't have to come to me 10 years later saying, I don't know what to do, my kid doesn't believe in Hashem. That's the Avodah of this Yom Tov. And it has to be prepared for. If it's not prepared for, then we will just fall into Yom Tov. And at best, it will be enjoyable. But that's not the aim of the game. The real aim of the game is that above all, it should be a meaningful Yom Tov. And Be'ez Hashem, it will also be enjoyable. The more you prepare, the more you put in, the more you get out. That's the rule in all areas of Be'ez Hashem, but no truer when it comes to Yom Tov. As one person, one Talmud Chacham once told me, if a person goes through Yom Tov unchanged, then his Yom Tov is a waste of time for him. And going on 6 Tehillim, having lots of chocolates and barbecues does not mean he changed. A person had a deeper appreciation of the Nakuda, a small Nakuda of Emunah, or he managed to be mashashit more in himself, in his wife, in his parents, in his family, whoever's there at the Seder table, that was a meaningful Yom Tov, and he's changed. And then there was a purpose for the Yom Tov. That can only happen if it's prepared. If it's not prepared for, lo shayach. I wish everybody a very good Pesach. Mechag kosher v'sameach. Prepare well. Yemei Hashem. We're going to have a little bit of a break. If anybody's interested,